This announcement was made at the precise moment that in Syria, the official army, backed by Russian air power, is retaking the city of Aleppo at huge costs, and it comes just over a month before a new presidency will take power in Washington. So analysts think that this statement was made with more in mind than just the lives of innocent civilians in Yemen. But let's listen first to White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
The president ordered a review of the kind of assistance that the United States provides to the Saudis as they undertake this effort. That review is ongoing, but there are a couple of steps that the United States is prepared to take to change some of the assistance that we provide. That includes refocusing our efforts to support the Saudis when it comes to enhancing their border security and their territorial integrity.
Now, I talked to Rosemary Hollis, a professor of international politics at City University of London and a Middle East policy observer, and she says that Washington is losing its patience with the Saudis.
I regard it first and foremost as an effort by the Obama White House to send a signal to the Saudis that the concern with the targeting in the Yemen war is serious, and that their promise of internal inquiries and their claims that they are not deliberately doing this and they're being as careful as they can and that others are responsible are inadequate for the White House concerns. And this is a concern partly on moral grounds as opposed to practical grounds. But there are practical implications too, because the Saudis do not have a convincing strategy to win in Yemen.
Even if this does not mean that all U.S. military support to Saudi Arabia will now stop, it is another sign of a deteriorating relationship. How did people in the Gulf react to the news? Well, not very happy. And they were already angry after Congress adopted a law earlier this year that allowed U.S. citizens to sue Saudi Arabia for their alleged direct involvement in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I asked Professor Abdel Khalek Abdullah of the United Arab Emirates how he saw the White House's attitude towards the Gulf region.
Everybody is happy that Obama era is over, and everybody here thinks that Obama had a tilt to Iran, and he had all these views about a moderate Iran that is part of his own illusion about Iran, and it seems that he doesn't know Iran as much as we do, the countries that are so, and the states who are so close to Iran. So in a way, anybody, whether it's Trump or Clinton, anybody in a way will be more than welcome to replace Obama, who was a disaster for Gulf-Saudi relationship.
Meanwhile, Rosemary Hollis thinks that U.S. President Barack Obama is also working on his legacy.
The positioning of the Americans is to put principal blame on others for the loss of life among civilians. It won't do the Americans much good. Their reputation in the region is already miserable, and they are seen as complicit in Saudi actions. In Yemen, I think coming on the back of the horrors of Aleppo, you see an effort by the Americans to put some distance between themselves and the consequences of the Saudi strategy in Yemen, even if they agreed with the original goals of that strategy.
And that was Rosemary Hollis of the City University of London talking there to RFI.